Eric, let's talk a little bit about, first of all, some of the Farm Bill computations. You've done a lot of work along with Dr. Campeachy when it comes to this 2015 decision that farmers are making for the 2014 crop and then going forward,
right.
PLC versus ARC. Give us kind of an overview of what y'all have discovered to this point.
Well, first of all, we've discovered that for most crops, there's no clear-cut decision, okay? ARC County will give these producers some yield and price protection. It gives them a revenue protection, but it's based on county. County level revenues, and it's a five-year moving average. We throw out the high and the low over those 5 years and average the remaining three. PLC is purely based on price loss, and there's reference prices set for in the Farm Bill. And so for a few things that we have general rules, if you have peanut base still and you haven't reallocated that, it's probably don't want to peanut base and enroll that in PLC looks to be the best option now. Everybody's got to look for themselves, but the reference price for peanuts is attractive right now relative to market price. The challenge that a lot of our Oklahoma growers are going to face going forward with ARC County is because it's a moving average, we're going to be dropping out the high and the low. If we have successive years of low prices and low yields, particularly these low yields, mm-hmm. we're going to be reducing our benchmark going forward. What that means is we've got a lower maximum payment. Year after year of drought is going to affect that benchmark negatively. Okay, so on the negative side for PLC, we could potentially see our producers here have a drought that spreads more nationally, and you end up with poor yields with a high marketing price, and so our farmers get no safety net in that case. So those are some of the things that the generalizations that we've come across so far.
You were talking a little bit about the reallocation. Of course, that deadline's right away. Is there any advantage to do any sort of a reallocation of acres?
Well, if our producers have been growing canola, it looks like a reallocation to canola is worth considering. They need to run the numbers on it. The price forecast for canola for the next 5 years are showing a number of PLC payments if those forecasts hold up. The challenge for our producers is that the reallocation decision is based on acres planted from 2008 through 2012. Very, very few of our producers started growing canola before 2010, and most of them that are growing it started in 11 and 12, mm-hmm. and they started doing test fields. So they might grow 80 or 120, 160. And so they're only going to be able to reallocate a small percentage of their acres to canola. In terms of the yield update, because of the drought that we've been having the last couple of years, most of our producers also are not going to want to update that yield. There's zero cost going into the FSA office and running that the software to look at the yield update, because if it isn't there, they just stay with their current CC yield.
Right. So, but it's worth maybe checking at least.
Everybody should be checking these things. Everybody needs to make an informed decision here. There's software tools. Yeah, Oklahoma State and Kansas State, we built one, but that's not all there is. Texas A&M has an online tool. University of Illinois, they both have online tools. And I really encourage producers to look at those tools. Go make an informed decision. Don't do just what the neighbor's doing.
And, of course, you can't just paint a broad brush, but are you seeing things make more sense for PLC versus ARC or vice versa?
You know, only for a few crops can we make those kind of statements, because it all depends on what kind of risk somebody is willing to bear and can bear under certain circumstances. Now, like we talked about, ARC County is probably going to provide them a better safety net under low yields. PLC gives them no safety net. Okay, so you could end up in Oklahoma with the scenario of the low yield, high price, and get no payments under PLC. So depends on what they can withstand for risk.
And for producers, as they run these numbers and look at the differences, again, they need to be working this out. The deadline is March 31st on that decision between PLC and ARC.
That is correct. We're telling everybody, hey, make an appointment to get into your FSA office because they might just be swamped, especially that last couple of weeks. They're probably going to have a lot of people coming in there that really haven't thought a lot about this and are going, what should I do, and taking a lot of time. So make an appointment. Get in there sooner rather than later.